As I've done for the past couple Sent Forth Sundays, I'd love to invite the kids to come up, if you want to talk with me up front. If nobody comes, I'll be so lonely. I see some kids coming. Nobody wants to be first. I get that. Hey, guys. You can bring your fox, Anthony. It's fine. Yeah. He's in, yeah? All right. Remember how I like to start with questions? This one is not at all a trick question. I'm curious, what is the hardest thing you've ever done? You don't have to tell me, but just think about it for a second. Think about, and grown-ups can think about this too, what's the hardest thing you've ever done? And what made it hard? That I want to hear. What made it hard? This hardest thing that you've ever done. What made it hard? Yeah.
I was doing a stunt at cheerleading, and it was really hard not to drop my flyer.
Oh, it was hard. So it was hard not to mess up. Yeah, it was a hard mood, hard not to mess up. Okay. Oh, leaving your friends. That is a hard one. So feeling lonely or alone, having to leave the things that were familiar. Yeah. What else? What else makes things hard? When they're painful, when they hurt, right? Like if you have to get a shot or a test at the doctor and it hurts, that's no fun. Sometimes if it hurts and it takes a long time, that's even harder, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What if you're doing something and people are making fun of you while you do it? That's hard too, isn't it? Or what if you have to do something and you're all on your own? There's nobody there to help you. That might make it hard too. So I want to tell you, I don't know if this is the hardest thing I've ever done. One of them was a time when I was in high school, and it felt like the hardest thing I'd ever, ever done, which was to climb to the top of a mountain. It was not a very big mountain. I was not someone who played sports or who liked to exercise. I wasn't somebody who could run a mile. So for me, even though it was probably just a hill, it felt like an enormous mountain. So can you imagine that you're with me climbing up this enormous mountain? You can even make a motion if that'll help. Imagine that you're climbing up a mountain, and it's hot, and you're sweaty, and you've got a big backpack on, and oh, we're going up. Okay, can you imagine that with me, or do we have to get up and pretend? If we were downstairs, I might do that. Oh, I am out of breath as I'm climbing this mountain. Can you imagine that? I don't like sweating. I went on a run just the other day, and I realized I'm not enjoying this. I'm sweating, and I'm out of breath. Why am I climbing this mountain? Why am I climbing this mountain? I think I'm climbing this mountain. Nope, I'm just going to sit down here and think, why am I doing this? Because over there, I see a path that looks like it just goes around the mountain. Like, maybe I should take that one. Or maybe I should just turn around and go back down, because going downhill is way more fun than going uphill. Imagine that you're with me on this path. What might make you want to keep going to the top of the mountain? Adeline.
Determination.
Determination. Okay, so maybe an inner quality where you don't want to give up. Theo. What's that? Faith in God. Yeah, that's a really good one. And we're going to talk more about that in a second. Thea.
If you're helping someone do it, like if your friend has like a hurt leg, You can't just leave them to go up.
Oh, that's a really good one. Thea said, if maybe you're with somebody who's hurt and you're trying to help them go up and you don't want to leave them. That's a really good answer.
Maybe there's like a kind of a prize at the end.
Like a what?
A very nice view.
Oh, maybe there's a prize at the end, like a really nice view.
To see
what you can see. That's why you climb a mountain, right? These are such good answers. And I think part of what we're all getting at is the only reason we're going to keep going is if it feels like it's worth it. If it feels like there's some reason to keep going and get to the top. So imagine, this was not the case with my mountain in high school. Imagine that on the top of this mountain is a place where you can get any flavor of ice cream in the whole world with all the toppings you can imagine, and you get to eat as much of it anytime you want without getting sick or getting cavities or your parents telling you no. And while you're eating it, you can play with cats or tigers or dogs or any other sloths, any other animal you can imagine without them trying to eat you. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my, cheetahs. So imagine that on top of this mountain, if you get there, there's all of that, and you'll be surrounded only by people who love you. None of the scary or mean people. Imagine that if you make it to the top of this mountain, you will never again have to experience sad things or bad things. Do you think that if you had that at the top of the mountain, you could keep going and get there?
Yes.
Think so? Well, our Bible reading today that Father Ethan read a second ago is from the book of Hebrews, which was written to people who were following Jesus, who were experiencing really hard things because they were following Jesus. Not just hard things that just happened, but because they were following Jesus, there were hard things happening to them. Some of their money, their stuff had been taken away. Some people were making fun of them and using mean words or even hurting their bodies because they were following Jesus. I imagine, don't you, that some of those early followers of Jesus were asking themselves, why should I keep going following Jesus? Is it even worth it? And so the writer of Hebrews is saying, yes, it is so worth it. Keep going. That Hebrews reminds us of all the people who climbed the mountain in front of us. So imagine that we're on the mountain and look around. And all around us are people who've made it up the mountain already, who kept going even when it was hard, and who are, you know, eating their ice cream and saying, hey, you know, it was hard, and I slipped sometimes, and I sweat a lot, but I kept going, and I made it, and you can too. Keep going. The Lord is with you. They're rooting for us, and you know what else they're doing? Remember that path that looked really good to go around the mountain? They're warning us. That path looks like a good one, but guess what happens? You just get around the corner, and you fall off a cliff. Oh. Yeah, that changes it, right? The people there are saying, no, don't take that one. This is the way to the ice cream and the tigers and the nice people. And you know what else? Look way up ahead. Jesus is there. Jesus is up ahead at the top of the mountain, at the top of the path. And you know what? He's the one who made this path to begin with. There was no path before he came along. And he carved a good path for us. He kept going even when people made fun of him. He kept going even when people hurt his body and his heart. And Hebrews said he did it not just because he had to, not just because somebody told him to, but because there was joy in front of him. You know what joy is? All that stuff I talked about at the top of the mountain, that's a little bit of what joy is like. The Bible tells us that there's complete joy when we're in the presence of God, in the presence of Father, the Father. Jesus is up there saying, here, I'm here. Keep going. Keep going. I made the path for you, and it will be worth it. Now, when I was in high school, do you think there was an amazing ice cream shop on the top of the mountain? No. So what do you think helped me keep going? Because there wasn't a great view either. You know what kept me going? Somebody said, yes, were you there? One of my teachers stayed with me, and I was the very last one by a long shot. But my teacher stayed with me and kept saying, just take one more step. Just one more step. Just keep going. You can do it. And I was the last one, but I made it to the top of that mountain. So why am I saying that? Well, following Jesus is a little bit like climbing a big mountain. Sometimes it's beautiful. You don't have to always wait for the ice cream at the top. Sometimes you get some lemonade along the way. Sometimes it's really hard, but we are not climbing alone, okay? We're climbing together. Just like Thea said, we're climbing together. So, let's encourage one another to keep going. Let's keep telling the stories of the people in the Bible and in our lives that made it and are cheering us on. And let's keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Because this mountain is really hard sometimes, but it is totally, totally worth it. Let me pray. Lord Jesus, you know better than anyone the path up the mountain and the times it feels hard. Strengthen our legs, Lord. Strengthen our hearts. Give us faith. Faith to see you beckoning us forward, even when it's hard. And I pray for each of the kids up here, Lord, at the kind of beginning of their life with you, that at each step along the way, there would be someone there to step with them in your name. And we pray all these things in your name, in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, sorry to make you hungry for ice cream and then not give you any. You can sit down now. Thank you.